You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio. We'll head back to the phones for your calls in just a couple of seconds, but we have kind of a personal thing we need to take care of, so we're going to use this multi-million dollar radio station to take care of our dog's allergies. Ladybug, the studio stunt dog, is unfortunately suffering from some kind of allergies that she has not ever suffered from, and it seems to be like a skin allergy.
And she doesn't have fleas. We've checked her for fleas. There's no fleas.
No fleas. It's just a lot of dry skin, and we tried some different shampoos. So we figured we'd get an expert on. Dr. Becker is with us.
God, you know what? The number one reason people take pets to the vet is skin problems.
Yeah.
So across the country.
What are the top three things we can do to calm those pet allergies?
First of all, this is probably the most important thing, and that's to bathe your pet weekly. And use a shampoo as recommended by your veterinarian. Some veterinarians will recommend the same kind of shampoo, you know, that might be baby shampoo. This causes a dramatic decrease in skin problems because it washes away many or most of the allergy triggers that are on their coat or skin. So you have to think of a dog as a four-legged Swiffer, a four-legged dust mop. And what you're doing by giving them a bath once a week is you're just cleaning out, you're recharging the Swiffer or cleaning out the dust mop. And
that won't dry them out?
No. Well, that's what I used to tell everybody, oh, don't bathe them very often because it dries the skin out because all this stuff, and it's just not true.
Okay.
One thing you do want to do differently, too, if you can give your pet a five-minute cool water soak, if you have a pet that's really sensitive skin, give them a five-minute cool water soak afterwards. It says warm water kind of aggravates the itching, and cool water diminishes the skin inflammation and the desire that dog gets to get the leg going in circles again. And you've always heard about oatmeal. You know, oatmeal is really good for a pet's skin, and a lot of veterinary dermatologists recommend adding colloidal oatmeal like Aveeno to the bath water. So it gives the water a smooth, silky feel, and it helps to calm down skin inflammation.
Is that as effective as the oatmeal shampoos?
Well, I'll tell you what I do. I use a brand called Earth Bath, and then we add Aveeno to it.
Okay.
But some people like the Verbac makes a very good line. There's a lot of good shampoos. But, you know, when you go into those pet superstores, you go online, you think, how can I possibly choose a shampoo?
Too many.
Yeah. In the outdoors, you know, in the spring and summer. Now, this is the time you watch on TV. You notice it's Nasacort. It's Allegra. I mean, they're all advertising for allergies because it's that time of year when pollen fills the air and gets in your dog's airways and skin. So to help them, you keep them inside during the peak pollen time. So there's certain times of day that are the peak pollen times, especially early morning and evening. And then what we do, like I have a daughter that has two pugs, and they are like the allergy wrecks. And so what we have her do, she uses baby wipes. She gets unscented baby wipes, and every time they go outside to do their business, she just wipes the trunk of their body down with an unscented baby wipe. So she uses the baby wipes. She bathes them once a week and keeps them inside during those peak times, and she doesn't have any problems with them.
That's pretty good. What else?
Okay, now here's the important thing. I'm going to give you a tip, a little insight that nobody else knows.
Okay.
But there's been a product out now for over a year called Apoquel. And Apoquel is made by a company called Zoetis. And it is literally, it's one of those things you give and it's like a miracle. I have one of my own dogs, a lab pit bull cross, Gracie, that we fought skin problems for 4 years. She do fine, kept her bathed all the time. Then she start itching. She break the skin barrier, get an infection, get a fungal infection. We treat it with antibiotics and antifungal. She'd be fine. Then she start itching again, the same cycle all the time. Apoquel treats as canine atopic dermatitis. It's a tablet that you give every day. And literally, she stopped itching within 2 hours of giving her the pill. She's never itched since. She stopped stinking in about 3 days, and it's a pill you give every day, but there's no more biting, itching, scratching, chewing. The problem is the demand exceeded availability, and they've been out of stock. Most practices were unable to get it. The practices that were getting it couldn't get enough of it. And once these pets saw relief, they didn't want to take them off the product. So they just limited it to clients that already had the product. But now it's back in stock at most hospitals. So.
But do you need to know the source of the allergy? Yeah. Do you need to know if it's food allergy or if it's airborne? Do you need to know where it's coming from before you can give it to them?
Not really. And some of those are pretty hard to tell. you know, some of them are allergic to dust mites, other allergic to just pollen, some are food sensitivities. But you probably talked about this on the show before. Some of these things are really hard to diagnose. And what this does, it's not a cyclosporine. You know, it's not something we use in chemotherapy. It's not a steroid. It's not an antihistamine. It's this novel thing that just breaks the histamine cycle at one spot. So histamine is what causes your eyes, you know, eyes to run or to sneeze or cause dogs to itch, and it's what causes a bug bite to itch. It's so safe that when I first heard about this drug about 18 months ago, one of the world's top veterinary dermatologists says, okay, this does this, this, this. Okay, like anything else, let's look at the side effects. The next slide was blank. There was nothing on there. Huh? And
we don't know the long-term side effects of it, do we?
Not yet, huh?
No, it's only been out there about 2 years, but they worked on this product for 10 years. So it is an FDA-approved product. They do have some longevity studies that they use for that. But it's always a discussion with your local veterinarian on how much you give, if you want to stay on it long-term. Do the things I told you at home, you know, bathe them, wipe them down, keep them inside during those peak times, and you'll probably remove or reduce a lot of it. If you have a pet that doesn't work for, go visit your veterinarian.
There you go. Animal Radio veterinary correspondent Dr. Marty Becker. What's the website, Doc?
drmartybecker.com.
And, of course, links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.com. Well, there you go. Wasn't that fun and full-packed? Thank you, Judy. You did an awesome job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Marty Becker. Thanks, Kim Kaven, Doc Halligan, and, of course, you for joining us today. Remember, if you need your fix during the week, animalradio.com. We'll see you next week for more Animal Radio right here. Have a great one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Animal Radio Network.